Hello, Audioboo. So this is going to be my answer to the question for day 4 of February 2013, questioned by SawyerDB. So the question for day 4 was, what's your secret hobby? I wouldn't have any hobbies that are a complete secret, but there are some that I don't talk about very much. If people were to ask me what my hobbies are, probably the main one I mention is ice skating, which I haven't said much about on Audioboo, but I'd say it's something that would be quite, I'd probably be the first thing that I'd mention if asked that question in public. And you know, quite a few people know that I've been doing ice skating lessons. It's every Monday night, just basic learn how to figure skate, learn some of the basics from figure skating. Not particularly good at it, so it has taken me quite a while to move through the different stages, but I enjoy it, and it does make an interesting talking point, I think. Coming on to more hobbies that are more of a secret, actually Audioboo itself, not many people that I know in real life know that I Audioboo. I guess that's because basically, it seems a bit odd to kind of go up in a conversation with a friend or family member to go, oh, by the way, I've started using Audioboo and I make audio recordings of me talking about stuff and post it on the web. And people probably think, well, what's that all about? It would obviously be easier to just show them, or, you know, let them hear the boos, but in a way I quite like actually audio booing and not broadcasting my boos beyond other people who audio boo. So I have got one friend, StayDreamer27, who also audio boos. I mean, I encouraged her a bit to get on it. I mean, she already knew about it, and I think she was already listening to some boos, and I suggested that she actually do more boos. We got talking about it because we were talking about the Braille support group that's been started on Audioboo, and because Jenny is quite good at Braille, I said, well, she should get involved. So I used that. Well, you know, when we were talking about it, I said, well, you know, you should do some boos, and she did do some boos. But she's probably the only person that I know in real life that's actually heard my audio boos. I don't post them on Facebook and things, which obviously I could if I wanted to kind of let everyone know I was doing it. Obviously, if I want to audio boo in front of friends and family, then I'm going to have to explain what it is. But I haven't done that yet. Another hobby I don't talk much about is I've been learning to knit over the past year. I was really looking for something creative to do, something where you make something, have something to show at the end. I just picked knitting after sort of being in Waterstones, browsing some books. Saw some Learn to Knit books and started thinking about it, and then went back and eventually bought one of the books, and I've been teaching myself from that, also with some videos from knittinghelp.com, which is really good for showing some of the basic techniques you need to knit. Haven't made as much progress as I might have liked, just lack of time, but I am learning and I'm making progress. And I might do a few audio boos in the future, just when I complete a project or something, just talking about what it is and what I've learnt, etc. It'd be interesting to know if there are other people out there who are doing knitting or other crafts, and to hear what's involved and how they're getting on, etc. And then probably the last secret hobby I wanted to talk about was that I collect postcards. And probably the only people that know about this are my immediate family and my boyfriend. This started when I was a child. Well, it was about 7 or 8, I think. I was in the Brownies, and we had to do. Well, I decided to do my collector's badge, which obviously involves collecting something. I already had a few postcards. Whenever we went somewhere as a family to somewhere historical or something similar, tourist attraction where they sell postcards, I would often buy them because I'd want to buy something from the shop. And with very limited pocket money, postcard was often the cheapest thing to buy. And also I didn't have a camera at that age, so it was a way of having a memento of where I'd been. So I decided to actually make a scrapbook of them to get my collector's badge at Brownies, and then just carried on buying postcards every time I went somewhere like that. And I still do, although I never made another scrapbook, so I've just got a shoebox full of loads and loads of postcards. So one day I will get round to cataloguing them.